Hello everyone and welcome to my review of The Wild Party. This show is on at the Other Palace, which was formerly the St James's Theatre until recently purchased and handsomely rebranded by Andrew Lloyd Webber. The plan is to use the space for the tryout of new musicals, works in progress and not often seen shows. This inaugural production falls into the latter category, with the deliciously decadent and suitably wild staging of Michael John Lachusa and George C. Wolfe's Jazz Age musical based on a controversial narrative poem that had a short run of just 68 performances on Broadway in 2000. We're in New York in the 1920s, where fading vaudeville singer and dancer Queenie, played by Frances Raffel, and her husband and fellow performer Burrs, played by John Owen Jones, throw a party for friends and acquaintances to give some oomph to their relationship. And if they can catch the eye of two Broadway hotshots along the way, all the better. As the gin and cocaine flow, though, resentments, petty jealousies and infidelities are revealed as proceedings become ever more wild and wayward. The parade of guests, including a stripper, an ex-boxing champ, a gigolo, two song and dance brothers and a naive out-of-town girl dreaming of stardom, all have their story to tell, and by the second act it does begin to feel a little like each person coming on to do their turn. But director and choreographer Drew McConey has worked wonders with what is often a paper-thin narrative to make this an exuberant and breathless ride. And he's well served by a smoking hot band under the musical direction of Theo Jameson and a faultless company serving up some cracking performances. Frances Raffel is a compelling mix of world-weary and vulnerable as Queenie, John Owen Jones commands the stage as her melancholy clown partner, and Victoria Hamilton Barrett is irresistibly sassy and sexy as Queenie's friend and rival, Kate. Their smoky vocals on the duet Best Friend are a real highlight of the show. It's not without its problems. The band overwhelmed some of the singing on the night I went, with lyrics getting a little lost. But this is a show that feels a perfect fit for the venue, and it's a fine christening for Lloyd Webber's new venture. The Wild Party continues at the Other Palace until the 1st of April. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.